AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Kenya's president vows harsh measures against Islamic militants after they attacked a college near the Somali border, killing 148 people, most of the victims Christian students. Interior Minister Joseph Nkaissesi says five people have been arrested in the attack.
This evening we have arrested another three, and I think the total number can reach about five, but we will confirm that when you get to the more detail. As, you know, in the operation things, it continued to develop.
One 19-year-old student hid in a closet in her dorm room during the attack. She finally came out today. The Al-Shabaab militant group based in Somalia is threatening to carry out more attacks in Kenya. 3 years after the military ended its ban on women in combat, surveys show men in the Pentagon's most elite units don't think women can handle their tasks. Sagar Magani with more.
The surveys are part of an ongoing effort to open all combat jobs to women. They were sent to some 18,000 men now serving in male-only positions. The AP has learned the surveys revealed doubts about whether women could handle the physical and mental demands of serving in elite commando units. The Special Operations Command says it's now trying new things to educate the force.
California's Attorney General says a San Diego man has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for operating a revenge porn website that charged victims to remove nude images. Attorney General Kamala Harris says Kevin Ballard's sentence shows there are consequences for exploiting people online. A number of people were involved in a melee in a New York City racetrack casino where a bar opening devolved into a chair-flinging, glass-shattering fight. A police officer, several other people were injured in the brawl. Police say about two dozen people were fighting by the time they arrived at the Resort World Casino at the Aqueduct Track in Queens. This is AP Radio News. NCAA men's Final Four in action tonight. Michigan State faces Duke in the first game in Indianapolis, followed by Wisconsin and Kentucky. AP Sports correspondent Jim Militello reports.
It would be understandable if the Wildcats were backing off the intensity just a little at this point in the season, what with that 38-0 record. Coach John Calipari tried to make sure that didn't happen this week.
We had two vicious practices Tuesday and Wednesday, and I mean, I was on them like it was December.
While Calipari may have set the stage for those grueling scrimmage sessions, the players took it from there, displaying the competitiveness that's kept them undefeated.
They argue every call. They fight the whole, and I have to stop it. I'm saying that five times a practice.
The fired up, deep Wildcats are hoping that edge can push them past Wisconsin tomorrow. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
Gay rights activists plan to rally in Indianapolis through the weekend against an Indiana religious rights law that critics claim could allow discrimination against gays. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.